recorded in front of a live studio audience.
And now, for the moment you've all been waiting for.
He is a pure wrestler, former All-American from the University of Minnesota.
You know, some people have a hard time telling the difference between fantasy and reality.
Ain't gonna stop me.
Welcome to Road Trip After Hours. I'm your host, Mac Davis, along with my WWE Hall of Famer co-host, Mr. Teddy Long, who's already giving me shit. Go ahead, Teddy.
I'm just trying to see if we're going to ever be able to get through one show with a proper introduction without you screwing something up.
I do too many of these damn things to keep up with the name sometime.
That's what I'm saying, man. Hey, man, here we are, another week of Road Trip After Hours. Me and Mac Davis, and we got a real great special guest today, a young man that I had the opportunity of working with for quite some years during my career, and always had a great time with him. He's always been professional, and I tell you one other thing about him, he don't take no shit. So a lot of the guys had to find that out, and I was around to be able to see some of them when they found that out. So So that's why I'm saying I'm just happy to be a part of Shelton's journey and have him involved with me too, man. We had a great time on the road, and we still talk whenever we do see each other. So I asked him, would he come on and be a guest with me and Mac, and he jumped right on it. And Shelton, I just want to thank you so very much, man, for coming on the show, man. And especially because you see, I need help.
I see you need help, you know. So of course, you know, if Ted Long invites me to anything, you know, I got to show up because you don't have to twist my arm to show me a good time. You know what I mean? So.
Shelton Benjamin, for those of you who didn't know his last name, because Teddy didn't tell you, his last name is Benjamin. And Shelton Benjamin, look here. I'm curious because you worked in WWE. It's very hard to get your name to be used as a character name with the company. Right. How did you get lucky enough to pull that off?
I'll be honest. I think me and a lot of the guys from my class, we just lucked up before they decided to make that policy of changing names. But also, I like to think that because of my amateur career, my name had value just for credibility purposes. Of course, myself and Lesnar, coming from the University of Minnesota, and at the time they wanted, you know, to add legitimacy to the industry. So. Yeah. It made sense not to change our names. A few other guys lucked up too, you know, Cena, Batista, yeah. Orton. So yeah, we just came in right just before the cutoff of when they start making everyone.
You were with a strong class that came in too. I mean, the guys you came in with, all the ones you mentioned just a minute ago, every single one of them are just top-notch talent. So I mean, you were part of that package. In fact, when you first came in, you came in with Charlie Haas, working with Kurt Angle. And you were, what was the, I'm trying to remember the
Team
name.
Team Angle.
I mean, that was actually back then, as a tag team, one of the best tag teams around, period.
Well, we really bonded as a group. You know, because Charlie had originally was supposed to actually debut with his brother, but unfortunately his brother passed away. Yep. And as things happened, as things worked out, you know, I became available and WWE thought we'd be a great pairing, and they were 1000% right.
Yes.
Charlie is the best partner I've ever had. And I honestly credit him for a lot of how well we worked together, because, and I will say this over and over, I was very gifted as an athlete.
Yes.
Gifted can be a gift. Or gifted can create great athletes, but gifted can also create lazy people because things came so easy. Yep. And for me, the wrestling side, the athletic side of things came really easy, but you have to work at gelling as a team. You have to work at even surviving in a locker room. And I think Charlie was kind of the captain as far as, like, you know, making us a well-oiled machine, because I just felt like I was just good enough. And Charlie worked his butt off, because I think he always felt he had to work for it. So as a team, my partner's putting in 110%. I got to put in 110 also.
Yeah. You know, you two working together to me was just one of the better tag teams that when you go back and you think of real tag teams, people who actually make it look like you said, they make it look easy because you work so hard at it. But you two guys in the ring were just, I mean, it was well-oiled machine every single time. Your biggest part, I imagine, would have been just coming up with a character. That's who you were trying to. You had to find your character and your voice because you already had the athletic talent to do it, correct?
Right. So in the early days, like I really didn't have to find a character. They told us to be who we are. Like, you're wrestlers. Like, a lot of people don't realize this, but me and Charlie weren't allowed to punch. If you watch a lot of the early Team Mangle stuff, Vince says, you guys are wrestlers. You're not boxers. Why are you punching? So you see forearms, you see knees, elbows, but we never punched because we literally were told we weren't allowed to punch, which basically made us have to be more creative in what we had to do because we couldn't rely on the usual bing, 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 and then shoot someone off. And like, and I think that also just made us a better tag team.
That's what I was going to say. Did start punching. That's what I was going to say too, Sheldon. Listening to that, man, that wasn't bad at all. Like you said, that made y'all better. Because now you got something that you once relied on that you can't rely on. So now you know you got to regroup. And you and Charlie were able to regroup and adjust to that, man. That's you guys. That's what I'm saying, man. That's outstanding.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shelton, let me ask you about your mama. Now, that was a part of WWE.
Which mama? All right.
Your TV mama. Your TV mama, how did that come about? How did the creative come to you and say, hey, we got this idea? How did it all happen?
Well, actually, what had happened was I was in a slump. And I actually went to Vince trying to come up with something. I didn't know what. And Vince suggested it. Don't ask me where it came from, why he thought it'd be good for me. But it was one of those, at that time, I was like, look, I'll do it. I'll do whatever we need to contribute. Like, I'm not a guy that likes to sit in the back and have my money made for me. I want to contribute to what we're doing. And so he made a suggestion of a mama's boy character. And he actually suggested my own mother, my real mother, and, you know, Teddy Long will tell you, nah, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. Like, that locker room back then, I wouldn't have lasted in the business because the first time someone said something off to my mom and not, you know, not singling anyone out, but we had some wild kids back then.
Yep. Yes, we did.
I would have been fired within days.
Right.
Yep.
And doing prison time.
But now, Teddy, you said earlier that he had to kind of prove himself along the way and make his statements known. Anything you can share that you don't have to mention names, but problems you may have had that you had to fight your way in the business?
Well, I don't think it was so much as Shelton was having any problems. You know, there's always in this business right here, you know, guys hear things, you know, hey, man, they got Shelton Benjamin in here. You know, he's a real tough guy. Man, I don't think he's so tough. You know how they speak among themselves. Yep. So sometimes they'll step into the ring, not even saying anything to Shelton, letting him know that that's what they're trying to find out. So they'll make a mistake and do something right there where it'll piss Shelton off. And then that's when they find out.
So basically it's like going to the bar after a wrestling match and the guy keeps poking at you going, how bad are you? How bad are you? That's basically what was going on. Shelton, any great road stories from your time in WWE?
Of course, not all that we can discuss publicly, but
those are the best ones.
I'm trying to think of probably one of my favorite road stories. I will tell you a story. I had kind of a situation, like Teddy said, where I basically snapped in the ring one time. It's only ever happened once. The guy I snapped on, we're great now. We're talking years ago. We laugh about it. Kenny Dykstra, he works for WWE now. In a backstage,
he was once one of the cheerleading team.
He's one of the Spirit Squad.
Yeah.
We had an altercation where during one of my entrances on a live event, he pulled the rope. That while I was standing, during my entrance, he pulled the rope And basically, I fell, and I almost fell completely out of the ring. And again, I wanna say that, you know, this is young Kenny.
Oh yeah,
Kenny's much mature, and he's a great guy now. And he was a great guy then, but he just made a mistake, and I snapped, and that was the first time my brain literally said, "We're getting fired today," because when I fell and I caught myself, basically draped myself right across the top rope. You know, imagine standing in the middle rope and then suddenly falling and catching myself by the crotch on the top rope. And by the time my feet hit the floor, I already knew what had happened because he had done it the night before, only I hadn't fell. And I just turned and I started swinging, and I had every intention of getting fired that night. And
what stopped you from taking it too far in the ring? Did you feel like you got your receipt and you were done?
Yeah, because pretty much the whole match was actually a triple threat with me, him, and Carlito. And I think I shoot powerbombed him. Like he tried to block it, and I was too mad, and I just muscled him up and drilled him. And I think later I told him, he's like, "You're gonna hurt someone out there." And I said, "If I wanted to hurt you, you'd be in a fucking wheelchair right now." But it was more, I calmed down because I didn't want to hurt Carlito.
Yeah, I'm thinking poor Carlito. You know, he's sitting there going, "Come on, guys, work this out real fast, will you?"
Yeah, he was like, "What's going on?" Like, so, but again, like I said, it was a very long time ago. Actually, I believe it was Kenny's first weekend on live events as a single star. This is when they split up the Spirit Squad.
Yeah.
So, but again, this is a long time ago. It's water under the bridge. We laugh about it. And like I said, Kenny's great. He's doing great things in WWE right now. So,
I want to ask you about this, if you can remember this. What happened the day with, I think, where you had to show Mark Henry? You remember that day we was all standing around the ring and Mark got in there with you for something? I don't know what Mark was trying to do. And the next thing I know, Mark was down.
As you remember, I'm pre-wrestling. I was a big kid and I loved amateur wrestling. So it was still in deeply embedded in me my early years. So before shows, I would always get in the ring and like wrestle with the extras, wrestle with the talent. Like I amateur wrestler with Kane and, you know, just cause in my head, I got to know. And, Mark has tried it a few times, but Mark got in there one time and I think he was just trying to see if I could keep him down. So we went into I didn't take him down, but he started in, you know, the wrestling down position.
Yep.
And he wanted to see if I could keep him down, which I did fairly easy. So it kind of looked like Godzilla trying to get up, and I'm just just moving around him like a cat, just, you know, making sure he couldn't get up. But
my thing is this. Let me give props to Mark Henry and anybody else that steps in there with you and think it's going to be the night off. I don't think so. So Mark, you know, like I said, Mark, that was bravery on his part too, but Mark's not a, you know, put down. Let's don't forget. I saw a gun as tough too.
Hey, Shelton, who were some of the hardest people for you in the back? I mean, I'm sure you've tested several in the back that you thought, you know, this guy's better than me. Was there any? I'm talking about pure wrestling now, but
in pure wrestling, I feel like I wrestled everybody. But oddly enough, I never wrestled Kurt. Of course, Kurt's, you know, but Kurt's top of the food chain. Let's make no mistake about that. Kurt, when it comes to amateur wrestling, Kurt is absolutely top of the food chain. He puts me, Brock, and anybody else who says they're an amateur wrestler in their place. Yep. So I wrestled Brock. I wrestled, I remember Orlando Jordan had a wrestling background. Surprisingly, Johnny Nitro, or Johnny, how many different last names he has. He wasn't an amateur wrestler, but he was the only guy that I actually really had to adjust for, because despite having no amateur wrestling training, he was very fast. And
he was in the parkour, right?
Yeah. And he was fast enough that he could actually get in, take a shot and get in on my leg, which most guys couldn't do. The problem is, much like a dog chasing a car, once he caught it, he didn't know what to do. You know, kind of wiped the floor with him from there. But I always credit him for being the one guy with no wrestling background. I'm like, man, had he been an amateur, he'd been deadly, because I really had to adjust for his speed.
You know, I'm sure. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I do want to tell one story that is, to me, the funniest thing in the world, and it has to do with Mark Henry again. Not to pick on Mark, you know, my big brother Mark, but we were in Japan, and Mark, this was while they had Tony Atlas being his manager, and Tony was supposed to kind of help Mark get into shape and things like that.
Yep.
So we're in
Katie.
Teddy said that, Mark, not me.
Right.
So nothing against Mark. I'm talking about
nothing against Mark. Hey, trust me, Teddy, I already know. So we're in catering in the Dome Hotel, Tokyo Dome Hotel. That's where we always stayed. And Mark's sitting down there, and Mark's miserable because Mark's on a diet, so he can't eat what he wants. They got Tony, you know, sitting next to him, just kind of monitoring his eating habits and everything. And me not thinking, again, remember, I was a big kid. I sat next to Mark with a plate full of donut holes. And Mark, mind you, Mark is sitting like this because he can't eat what he wants to eat. And I sit right next to him, and Mark looks at me like, man, you see me sitting here miserable, and you going to sit here next to me eating these donut holes? I swear to God, I was like, I'm eating a little. What? No more. Like, I had no idea. Like, wait, you... But here's the thing. Here's where I went too far. I'm like, you don't like this? These are problems. So I hold one real close to him. He's just looking at me. I have it right in his face. And he's just looking at me. And I'm like, good, you can just taste it. And I wipe the donut hole.
Oh no.
Mark's face was that of, like, you ever seen that meme of the guy who just kind of.
Yep.
Mark's face. I was up running and laughing so hard. I ran out of catering, down the hall, and into a room. And the room it was the room was a dead end. I thought I was going to another hallway. It was a room. Now, mind you, I ran track. I felt like I ran about 50 yards when I hit that room. As soon as I went in the room, I realized it was a dead end. I turned around. Mark Henry was right there.
Oh, wait.
He gave me the hardest bear hug I've ever. I was like, I pissed him off. It's true. Rhinos can move.
when they're provoked, they will move.
Oh my God! I thought I left him in the dust, man. He was right behind me.
Right. That's a great story.
That is. Look, Shelton, we're running out of time, and I we appreciate you taking the time to be on the show with us. I do have one more question, because in the news lately, I have seen where you're no longer with WWE, and I'm hearing now rumors that we might see you in AEW, that there's some talk there that they'd like to have you on that side of the coast. What do you think?
Well, of course, I'm a businessman, so I'm always open for business. There has been, you know, a few conversations, nothing in writing, nothing in concrete. And, you know, we haven't actually spoken for a few weeks, but there was some interest. And I believe there still is some there.
I believe in Shelton, when I heard the news, when I first saw your name and they mentioned AEW, the first thing that came to mind was they need him now. Mm. Because for me, and for a lot of people who enjoy AEW, and I'm one of those guys, and Teddy doesn't watch it. He'll tell you that straight up. But for me, I do push for this organization. I want to see him succeed. And at this point right now, someone with your talent in the back helping these guys to understand what they're doing out there would be a big benefit for AEW, and it's something they really need to consider, just in my opinion.
Well, I definitely think that I could help mentor, you know, a lot of talent, kind of give them a better understanding of the business. And also just have fun. There's a lot There's a lot of great talent there. And to your point, like, this is the wrestling business. We don't want to see any company go under. Like, yes, I'm known for WWE, but I support wrestling and I support wrestlers. I don't believe in tribalism. That's a fan thing, because I have friends and colleagues in every organization, and I want to see everybody succeed. But when at the end of the day, I want to see everybody succeed. So whether it be AEW, whether it be Impact, whether it be New Japan, anywhere where I can go and I can contribute in a positive way, I'm definitely open for business. And, you know, there are a few dream matches that, you know, I'd love to have as well.
See, you must have known where I was about to go, because I was going to ask you, are there a few names that you still would like to work with before you call it the end of a career?
Well, I would love to work with Samoa Joe. I'd love to work with Hangman Page. I'd love to work with Okada. I'd love to work with Keith Lee. I'd love to work with Swerve. Like I said,
and now every name you just mentioned, Shelton, of course, is AEW.
Right. That's just coincidental.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, there are other. I'd love to work with Moose. I've never worked with Moose.
Yes.
I would love to go, you know, run it back with Cesaro. And obviously, most people who know me knows I love New Japan. So whatever I can do there, I love there. Apparently, Max Caster.
Yep.
Max Caster. Apparently, he doesn't want me in AEW, but, you know.
Yeah, that's his issue, not yours.
That's his issue. I don't know where that came from. I just saw a tweet. I don't know where that came from.
I saw that as well.
Yeah. I'm like, why is this kid taking shots? I don't even know him. Maybe that's why he's taking shots, because
he's trying to make a name for himself off of somebody else's name that's already done well in the business.
It would help if you were actually in the company with you, so we can actually do an angle and make some money off of this.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that message. Yeah, that's right. I hear it, and I hope everybody else does. Teddy, anything else you want to say before we get out of here?
No, I just want to say congratulations to Shelton, and I hope things does work out for him there in AEW. And like you guys were talking, you know, about the what knowledge he could pass along to the guys in the back. Yeah, I agree with that. But I think that there's still money in Shelton.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that Shelton can get in that ring right now and get in some big storyline and draw money. Shelton is legit. And when you're legit, they can't kill you. So it's just that simple. So, Shelton, I hope things, you know, you get a good spot there. And I know you'll do your best. And, you know, and Shelton is a guy, like I said, you ain't going to do him any kind of way. It's just that simple. All right.
Shelton, how do people get in touch with you? And where do they find you on social media?
You can find me at ShelTB803. That's on Twitter or X and on Instagram. I also have a Twitch channel. Again, ShelTB803. Like, I'm really easy to find. And, so yeah, and you know, obviously on random podcasts lately. Yeah, okay.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, brother. We really do. And if we can ever do anything for you, please let Teddy and I know, because we'll be there if you need it.
We'll do. Ted, you tell him.
Yes, I will, player.
I'm Mac Davis. That's WWE Hall of Famer Teddy Long. And of course, our special guest, Shelton Benjamin. We'll see you next week on Road Trip After Hours.